call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order at 7:00 on August 8, 2017. All rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start with a public comment. No public comment. Looks like we'll let the officers do what they need to do.
Mr. Mayor, council members, thanks for the opportunity to come and talk with you guys tonight. I'm Sergeant Chris Nelson, the Sheriff's Office. I'm recently promoted in the last 2.5 months. So I'm back out of the role. I've been around and I know there's some faces. I've been here for 13 years, so I've been around. Commander Sheeta asked me to come out here to introduce Deputy Klukas, and just want to thank you guys for continuing the patience for filling the position and the commitment towards just having the contract with the Sheriff's Office. So thank you guys for that. And Deputy Klukas is assigned to the 3 Roberts, so that's a term of attrition. And we're finally getting on the Sheriff's side, getting our numbers back up to where we need to be. We currently have 5 people that are going through field training right now. And then next week, we're interviewing the 6 months for the rest of our position. So things are moving along. So without further ado, I introduce Matthew Klukas, and feel free to ask any questions you want, hopefully hard ones.
So, like Sergeant Nelson said, my name is Matt Klukas. I recently just completed field training. I got the pleasure of being assigned to 3 Roberts, so I'll be in the night car that you guys will see primarily driving through your town. My schedule was Wednesday through Saturday, and Tuesday through Friday, 16 to 14. Chances are, the car is still there. Feel free to flag me down if you have any questions, concerns, anything like that. Prior to working, starting here as Deputy Sheriff, I worked out west in the City of Lawrence with the cops for a little less than a year. And then prior to working there, I worked here at the Community Service Officer for about a year, where I handled non-criminal people parts. So I'm excited to be back here. I grew up in Victoria, so I grew up in town my whole life. So I'm excited to serve the county for the treatment residents, which is like, thank you for having given us a chance to walk through this stuff.
Do I have any questions? Mm-hmm.
Welcome back.
Yeah. All right. I guess we let him off easy with the questions. We'll just have to flag him down as he's driving through town and have the questions then, I guess.
All right. Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to stick around for anything?
No, I think we'll be pretty tame tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming.
I will move on then to agenda review and adoption.
Mayor and Council, just a few things. Want to add one thing to the old city business, and that will be the ad for the 2001 Ford ambulance. Just want to go over the length of the advertisement. The other two things, new city business, will be sale of railroad property, and also Lois Draghi is looking to do a small development. So I will go over those things under new city business.
Anybody else have anything else to add? Of course, delete. And look for a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
So be it.
So moved and seconded to adopt the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Look for a motion then for approve the consent agenda.
And then Mayor and Council, before, just want to make it clear that outline a few things that look to hold a second meeting August 22nd, and that would kind of be our kickoff for budget workshop. Be kind of the main purpose of that meeting. And then also that we'd be moving the public hearing that we were going to have tonight to that date. One of the things I was trying to work out, but I didn't get my answers in the time I needed, was to see if we really needed to republish that ordinance. But with the, what you say, gray matter definition I got, I think we're better off going through them hoops to cover ourselves so that the ordinance is effective. So,
okay. Still looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moving second to approve the consent agenda. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Old city business.
2017 seal coat project. Basically, they wrapped that up this morning. They swept this morning, so everything there should be said and done. Community hall, so the floor and the roofs. So August, can tie it, and the community center tie that all in. We're going to have, when Kohl's comes out, they're looking to come out, start the 21st of this month. They're also going to take a look at this roof. Klemkin, first name, Nolan. Sorry, Nolan. He'll be out the week after the, it'd be the 24th. That week he's going to do the hall floors. So those type things are kind of lined up. City brush pile came out with his, I don't know, probably $1 million rig. I don't know if you ever got to see the chance to see the photos, but that's quite a ordeal rig that guy had for, so that's all done and gone.
Nice.
And he'll said he'll come every year for $500 and take care of it. So he's got us on a schedule. So hopefully that lasts us quite a while that we stay on his schedule, because we know it was about a 3-year effort to get that done. So that's done. Haven't received any input on the ship funding. I don't know if council has any thoughts or ideas of where they'd try to possibly pursue some money for, you know, health improvements. If do, let me know.
Is there a deadline on that?
It's kind of always ongoing.
Okay.
That it's like every year they apply for it. So I don't know what this year's deadline is, but I'll check on that. City email accounts, probably be getting new email accounts end of this month. So once I get that switched over, right now I'm working with Mike. He's giving me a company and I'm trying Techstar out of Norwood. So working on them to see what best price is. Mike will still do a website, so we don't have to worry about that. He said he'll administer and take care of the website yet, but it's just the email part of it that will be kind of subbing that out to someone else. So, and probably be the same email addresses. I'm hoping that from everybody I've talked to, it sounds like we can just keep the same email, so I shouldn't have that issue of having to worry about a new email.
Yeah.
So that's all them. And then the one other thing, I just was thinking, the, you know, I know we said 2 months, but I don't know if we want to run that advertisement for the Ford ambulance for 2 months in the paper. I mean, it's fine putting it on the league and some of the other websites for 2 months, you know, because there isn't a fee. But my question is, how long do you want to run it in the paper? I haven't put it in the paper yet. I feel it'd be, you know, if we don't want to do the full 2 months, we want to do it a month or 2 or 3 weeks, probably want to do it before the deadline. If we run it 2 months, that's going to be well over $1,000 to run that every week. It's expensive. It would probably be looking at $800 some. So I guess instead of doing that, I wanted to bring it to council and see how long we wanted to run that ad in the paper. I haven't put it in yet, because I feel we don't want to put it in now. Well, one, I didn't think the council would want to do it for 2 months at $1,000. So I just kind of made the call on that. And two, we probably don't want to put it in the paper for like 2 or 3 weeks before our deadline. You know, because if you do it and then wait a month, it's going to get lost.
Yeah. We'll still put it out on the league and all those other
Yes. Right yeah. Yeah. It's out there. Yeah. And then me and Justin talked today. We were looking at other possibilities. So I just kind of been putting it on listserv. Anybody need a? So I guess, I don't know how long you feel you want to run it. I mean, I looked last time we did a sealed bid, we ran it for 2 weeks. Yeah. Seeing what we got, and then I think we ran it again, if I remember right.
Yeah. And did that work out last time? Or
No, it didn't. We ended up, I think we ended up, auction, was it? Yeah.
It probably wasn't due to the paper.
Right. So that's why.
I'd say 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'd say we try 2 weeks before. Okay. Okay. All right, so that's all I have for old city business. New city business, just it's kind of a little bit more informational, but just go over it real quickly. Just so you can understand, the one page in there will have new and current on, and it's the back of our utility billing statement. Some of the ideas we had was changing it because it's so old. I don't know if it's been changed in the last 10 years. Because really most readers are able to be read outside, so I don't know that we necessarily need the inside meter reading anymore. And as we switch them out and get to the radio read, you know, we won't need that anymore. So one of the things we thought is if it would be helpful, you know, putting where they can pay and then laying out, you know, what the rates are. That way people can look at the back of their bill and they can kind of figure out their charges. And maybe, you know, hopefully it maybe save us some time in a couple phone calls too, where that way it's laid out on the back of the bill. Or if council has any other thoughts or things they would like to see on the back of that bill, just let me or Tamara know. Health insurance renewal. So you can see I put that, it's probably the last page. We're looking at right now about 7.43% increase in health insurance premiums. I haven't pursued other options yet, which I will do to see if someone else is cheaper or if we can get better terms. So that's kind of more informational for now, but once we get into the budget, that'll become a factor. And then just budget workshop dates. So kind of think of that now. We don't have to do nothing now. We'll hold that second meeting. We can set them at that date, but I always like to just throw it out there as we get into the budget time. We usually then in August and September will hold a second meeting for budget. So for the new people, preliminary budget we have to set, and the big goal there would be is that with the preliminary budget, we can set it high and lower it for the final budget. I mean, so typically you want to figure out what we usually do is we have a wish list, add that all in besides your regular OE&M costs, and set it at, you know, 10%, and then we work our, it's just an example, and then work our way down to the final budget. Because at the final budget, you can't go higher than the proposed budget. So you always want to make sure you got all bases covered with the proposed budget. And that has to be done, sent into the county auditor's office by September 30th.
And it just sets the ceiling for how high we could go if we wanted to go raise taxes. So you set it at 15, you can't go higher than 15. You set it at 5, you can't go higher than 5.
Okay. All right, so then there's a few other items I want to show council. HDMI, I don't want that. Come on. All right. So the first thing here is, so it's basically Steve Trebish
purchased this property, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It became final?
Yeah.
And Steve, I assume you're going all the way to here. Is it cut off here then, or how does that?
Well, from the center of the track, it goes out about 25 feet, and then it runs down the whole length.
It goes all the way down here?
Yeah.
Just a sliver.
Yeah, just a sliver.
Down there and then in here. All right, so one of the goofy things with this parcel is it's in Young America Township.
What?
Yeah.
I like that.
So it's just something I wanted to show you. I mean, even here you look. And anything
on the parcel ID, Young America Township starts at 11.
Yep.
City's 45.
So basically the whole railroad track kind of splits the town. So you got City of Hamburg limits, Township, City of Hamburg limits. Why, I have no idea why it was never in the city limits.
So the Township is on both sides of the track.
So just that yellow. So
okay, so the tracks is
so that's
the
what's
is right in the middle of it.
Yep.
So what's goofy is City of Hamburg, Young America Township, all the way through town, that way. Hamburg. It's just...
So where our cans are, is that in Township?
No, I'll show you that.
So what about what Miller's bought there? How much of their...
All right, so Miller's, to give you an idea here, there you can see the yellow. That's Young America Township. This thing don't have a pointer, does it?
So our cans are now just on the...
Just, yeah. So we're good there. That's Young America. This is Young America. That's Hamburg. So all the way through town there. That's all Township.
That's just really goofy. So as you can see, and that parcel runs way out a town there. So, and then, yeah, so even all of it, that's anything along the railroad was, so I don't know if down the years it never got, you know, because maybe initially when the railroad came in, I'm sure that probably was Township parcel way back. From what I understand, back in the 80s, and I can't recall, I'd maybe have to go to some of the city historians if they know any more on that part, but as far as I know, back in the 80s, the city looked to purchase that parcel. From what I understand, they had agreement to do it, but the city administrator at that time didn't file the paperwork. So it kind of brings up a dilemma, you know, how do we deal with that property that really just, I don't know if I've ever seen that, basically a town split in half.
Don't we have a main manhole on that, on the intersection of that property?
Yeah, there is.
So
we must have an easement through there then.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. We have to have a utility easement through there.
Because that
we got a manhole in the parking lot, Steve's parking lot.
Yeah, because it goes
straight down from the
sure, but it goes to the ditch here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have just an easement.
Right.
And that was put in back in 88, I believe, when we did the sewer. Because actually, a storm sewer starts at the baseball park in left field. Comes all the way through behind Bryant Sewer, comes out in front of the community hall, and goes straight down the county road. Go in front of the bar, and then there's a manhole in Steve's parking lot now there, and then it goes under the railroad, and it goes into the end of the ditch. Okay. Actually, there's two of them. There's one right on the street and up where the corner of yellow is. There's another one right on the other side.
That truck is that in there?
Go straight out from the, where the old bar was? Where,
yep.
Straight across. Larry's Bunks, that bar was? There's one straight out there too?
Yeah, there's a...
That's in your parking lot, though, right?
Right there where that arrow is. There's one there. And then in the street corner, or in the gutter, there's a...
I know the only one I got to deal with is in the parking lot when I push snow that hits early in the year and things aren't froze. You got to be careful about that one.
So it's kind of a unique, weird, strange, different situation here. I guess I just wanted to bring it to the attention of the council because down the road it, you know, it could play into some of the city aspect of future planning, zoning, some of that issue. So I think it's something we need to tackle as we do the comp plan, as we're renewing the comp plan. So it's something we're going to need to discuss what we want to do. I kind of talked to Steve a little bit. He may want to keep it in the township, but yet it's kind of goofy to have a parcel surrounded by all city limits. And so it's something I think I'm going to relay to our planner so he has a heads up. And as we do the comp plan, that's something we're going to have to look at and get that in our comp plan. So that way we know for future land use for that property. And kind of what the options are for, can it stay township versus annexing it in?
Right.
Well, I was told that there wouldn't be able to build nothing on that lot anyway. So I'm saying, why would I want to change it? Why would I want to put it to be residential or commercial when you can't put a building on there and pay five times more tax?
But I would not be able to put a building on it. That would be, that's a city issue, right? As far as,
well, right now,
we won't allow them to put in township.
Right now, it's township.
So
township has the jurisdiction.
So it'd be township ordinances would determine whether I could put a building on it, right?
Right, right now, yeah.
And the township says no? No, I have not gone to them or nothing, but I was told that there ain't no way there's going to be a building on that lot. Oh. Okay. And now.
But it's in the, I think everybody was working under that consideration that was in the city.
Yeah, it was in city limits.
Right.
Whereas in township, now you might be able to put a building on there.
Right.
If money's going to go for the manhole.
Right.
You can't build over the easement. You know what? I got the deed, or not the deed, but the paperwork. I don't know if there was an easement on it. Was it signed? Was it filled out? No one's got a deed on that. I would think they would have done it.
It was before me.
That was done in 1988, I believe, is when that was done. We did this.
Well, common sense is you can't cover it up. I can't build over the top of it. I mean, I don't know if you really come on that. Who was back then, Virgil?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
There's got to be an easement, I'm sure, that we would. That was back in
the
see if I can do some research on that.
I mean, SCH might have
records
of that.
I'll check with them.
Ricky Carroll Manure at that time. Just switched over to SCH. So they should have the old records of that.
So if there was a fire call on that property, how would that work? Well, I mean, we know we'd obviously cover it, but don't we have a different,
No, a township.
But that would be an added parcel to their township.
Was that always an added parcel?
Well, once it's split off, now it would be an added parcel.
Well, we only have parcels on that.
Yeah, there's nothing on the property, so.
But it does show some of Steve's buildings, does it not?
You know, this ain't accurate. I wouldn't go off. This is just a guide more than, you know, I don't know how accurate it is.
That yellow line, you're right. Your pins are where it falls and stuff.
But if Steve puts a building on there, then it'll have
address. That don't have address.
Right.
So what was the feeding of, Justin? Was that had an address? That was city, yeah.
So as you can see, this building.
Remember out there, right where that line kind of shows it running right up against the building? That was considered township?
No, that's city.
That was city and the fireman's township.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fireman's township, and I knew they were.
Where Reed lives.
Yeah. So it's goofy here too, because you got her parcel there, and then that around its township.
Jeez.
It's just
incredible, actually.
It's I hate to dig more, because the more I seem to dig on things, it's just you find just weird layouts.
Well, it must be about the same or Mueller's offices, I think.
Yeah, so if we go to...
And that's, the rest is all under township, I think.
So this, so that is in the city. That is in the township. And then you go to the baseball park here, and that I did get straightened around years ago. This is all, you know, city now. Because this used to be in the township, and it was a mess. I remember that. But yeah, it's some serious boundary issues that need to be re-outlined.
Well, I think we need to figure out, especially with those pieces, and even with Steve's piece, and then the other piece that kind of fits that mold for our comp plan, what it would look like in 2040.
Right. Yep. And kind of maybe try to lay something out in our comp plan process for correcting, you know, some of our boundaries.
Did you know this time when you bought it, this township? Did they mention anything to you?
I shouldn't say no, but when I talked to Julie, she says the land is where it is and what it is. So she knew it was township, but she didn't say that. But now after I was down there today and talking to them all now, it's township.
So, well, what's the consequence of leaving a township? Is it just a contract issue?
Well, the thing is then the city don't have control. So the city regulations we wouldn't be able to dictate the use of that land. And the thing is, if what you worry about, let's say, not picking on Steve or anybody, just say any parcel that's like this, you'd have your rules and regulations to keep uniform with the neighborhood, right? Whereas if it's the township and their rules and regulations are a little more loose leaf, or, you know, I don't know, they say, oh yeah, Steve, you can put a, yeah, if you want to put a dump site on there, go ahead. You know, I mean, yeah. And I'm just using for an example, something that would be, you know, where you'd be like, I don't know if I want that next to my house, right? So that's the fear. When you have anything within city parameters, you want control over the
use of land. Pretty strict. Because I know a few of the people, like, you know, just uses me and Danny Walter up there, he was storing cars in his woods in the township on the road.
But I think if I'm right, like land use would fall under Carver County, I think. You know, that's the reason, you know, you don't want somebody to have a parcel and then there's no real rules and regulations on what you can use that parcel for. Then that's when you get into who knows what people are going to put up or build or do, or, you know, you don't want to devalue, you know, the neighborhood, so.
We don't want, like, heavy industrial in the midst of heavy residential.
Right.
Yeah.
I was down there and talked to, what's his name? Steve.
Just,
yeah. And he kind of looked at it and he said, that's a park. And what is that? And, well, it's just a grass area. He said, you can't really put anything on there. I said, no, I never planned on putting anything on there. It all started with that one story from there.
Yeah.
That's where it started.
Yep.
And I haven't even put one on there yet, but I don't even know if I want one on there. But that's where. So I can't. But I can't see going to a commercial, and then all of a sudden I'm paying five times more, and I got nothing on it. I can't even put nothing on it. You know, can't put a building or nothing.
Yeah, because the thought would be, you know, if there's nothing to do here, you know, you could always, you know, if the parcel runs like right here, you know, you could split this off or something, so you could put, and then combine it with this parcel. You know, you could subdivide that and then combine it with this parcel, so then that way, you know, you could kind of fit a building in there.
I would say about the middle of the road is as close as you're going to be coming, because I don't know what our ordinance is staying away from the, what the easement is.
Setbacks and all that, right. But right now it's all up to township, and so we can't dictate what goes there.
Yeah. Well, why don't you see what other kind of funky parcels we have in town, and
yeah,
if you do the 2040 comp plan, we can
right
wrestle this one and
yep
other ones that pop up. Just make sure that Steve doesn't put any crazy up on there.
All right, so then other thing I got is Lois Draghi's been talking to me, and she's looking back in the 2000s. This lot here
was supposed to be a part of this development. And what happened is they had it recorded that this was wet. And that was about a year-long process where we got that delineated. So then that way we got that stamp removed. So that basically is, say, it's tilled land. It's, you know, it's not my land. So at that time when we did this development here, you know, this got put on hold because we had to go through the wetland delineation process. But now Lois is looking to probably split this into three lots and put townhomes on there. So what she's kind of asking is, what will the cost be, you know, to extend the street, water and sewer and all that? So my thing then would be is to get council's blessings if we want to look at, send that forward to our engineer to kind of put a rough estimate, just some quick numbers of extending the street, water, sewer, basically what we'd be looking at there. Because Lois wants to see what the cost would be to see if it's cost effective. I mean, it's always nice to add homes to the area. The other reason that kind of got put on hold is because shortly after that, then we had the, you know, the I&I abatement program that we're dealing with and doing now. That came into play too, because we had a moratorium put on the city for adding any extensions. So extending anything, we couldn't extend water or sewer mains until we worked on our I&I. But now that got lifted last spring. Now we have that option to be able to do extensions again and get permitted by PCA. So I guess my thing would be concerns, comments, something we want to move forward, or something city not interested in, just need council's thoughts or concerns.
Can we do it without a plan engineer? I mean, like, no, extension on the waterway and then,
Well, the problem you get into that, then, you know, are you doing it as a private street or a city street?
I mean, it would be a lot less cost-wise if we just, I'm sure Millers are Bell Plain that charge, come in here and do just as good a job as if you had an engineer come in here. Probably half the cost.
Is that something I can run by our planner? What his thoughts?
Yeah.
Or his concerns would be having it
done
privately?
That was a piece, not with that.
Well, the big thing where it would come into play too is if we were going to do it how we would typically do that, where we would do the project, we do a chapter 429, we'd have to assess a minimum of 20% of it, you know, to the lots, or you could probably assess it all into the lots, which is, I'd say, I don't know how much of a cost the city wants to incur. So we'd be looking at, you know, assessing it back into the lots. And in order for us to get bonding, it was going to be a city project. It'd have to be engineered. It'd have to be stamped and engineered.
That's what drives the cost up
there. Yeah.
If we could get by without doing that, you know, we could build all the way to Norwood and push Norwood over. You got to get the engineers involved.
Most is just looking for a rough
numbers.
Which I think that Justin could just throw together.
Yeah, I'm thinking because he can tell us, okay, here's the footage. It's going to be this much a foot for street, this much for curb, this much for water and sewer. I mean, he should have an idea of numbers off his head. What per foot it's going for water, sewer, and streets. I mean, he's going to know that. So I can't imagine it's a big cost to the city. But.
Right. Because I got to think he's going to use the our
street plan. Yeah. Otherwise, we can just go out there and I'll Greg wheel it.
Well, I'll make that a motion that we go ahead with that and find out for those.
Second. Moving seconded to go ahead and put a rough engineering cost together for the road, water, and sewer and gutter system outside the plot there. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries. Okay.
That's all I got under old new city business, unless council has anything that hasn't been addressed or touched on.
Move into the city council reports. Jason? Steve?
I talked to Jeremy about that one light in front of the shop there.
Is this still on?
I don't know.
I'll check it. So, yeah, I sent it into Excel and just told him it stays on because I did check it that next day and it was on.
Yeah.
But now I haven't paid attention to it. If I remember when I drive home, I'll look at it.
Anything else, Steve?
I measured up the streets. I got Corey. He didn't have time to get it done by tonight. Jeremy, but he will get out it by 22nd.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's all right. The only thing is back here in the water, you maybe went over that before we got here, but you got the new and the current. Does the homeowner still read the
yeah, see, and
Becky was just asking.
Yeah, and see what we most meters are outside now.
Yeah,
and that's ancient. You know that back the current, and our thought was get rid of that because we're going to be changing them out to radio reads. We're going to be.
But the homeowner will be able to read the meter, right? Or when the radio read comes in, you won't be able to read.
Yeah, it'll be digital though. Yeah. They'll still be able to read it, you know, but our thought was to do up new, give them the rates and late fees and all that, so maybe that saves us a call or two, or...
Okay.
I
understand.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay. We all get busy. All right, so first thing I have is the Carver County Leaders Meeting. We met on the 25th of July. We talked about the comp plan. We had a couple people from the council and then from Carver County there talking about just what to look for. There is a, if you go out to Met Council, there is a what's called Thrive MSP 2040. So it's kind of the overriding comp plan. The one thing you'll notice that isn't on there is the expansion of 212. But it doesn't mean that we can't get it back on there at some point in time. I'm pretty sure Southwest Transit Corridor Group is going to be pushing that one. Other things they talked about too is just as we do our plan and we fold it up into their plans is to, you know, think of what we want to do in the community, kind of part of the, you know, what we just talked about with the know, some of the parcels that are in here, also just in roadways and just other transit things. We don't have a lot of the transportation issues that maybe, like, say, Laconia would have, or Chanhassen or Chaska, you know, a little bit of things possibly to take a look at. There is a Survey Monkey out there, and I'll get you the link, and then you can share.
I can forward you.
And that, but they're looking for more people to have input into it as well. So the way the process is going to go is the draft will be completed by the end of this year in 2017, and then the final is due end of 2018. So we have time, but we don't have time. This time will go by pretty quick, especially now we're going through the budget process coming here for what we have to do in the city for next year. That was a big conversation. Our next meeting is going to be October 24th, and I believe that we're going to have the topic, that new sales tax that went on and the wheelage tax that went on for all the roads in that in town or in the county. We're going to be talking about where they are in the process of that. What's the priority list now look like? Which ones are going to get done first? Which ones are going to get done second? And so on and so forth. What federal grants and funding have been maybe earmarked for some things as well. So that should give us some more clarity. That, like I said, it'll be October 24th at 7:30 at the Chaska jail, but it's not the jail, courthouse.
Courthouse, yeah.
And that. So if anybody wants to go as well, everybody's encouraged to be there, take a listen and that. Or if you have concerns, let me know if you can't make it, and I can bring it up when I'm there too.
24th?
Yeah, 24th of October. Yep, 7:30 in the morning. And then, Steve, you want to pass it to Scott? This was brought up at the last mayor's meeting that we had last Friday. The Waconia Lions are planning another memorial trip to Washington, D.C. This time they're going to do it for Korean and Vietnam veterans. So they're going to be going April 25th, 2018. It's free of charge to the veterans in that. So they're looking for anybody and everybody who was a Korean War vet or a Vietnam vet that wants to go to the memorials that are in Washington, D.C. To get in touch. So this is the flyer that this will be circulated. They're going to be kicking this off at the Carver County Fair as well. So there'll be a big push for this at the Carver County Fair. It was asked, was there a maximum number of people? It doesn't sound like there's a maximum number of people, so maybe that might change depending on what kind of influx. But there's information on here, how to apply in there, and that. And then, like I say, circulate it. They want, if you know of anybody in that, family member, friend, whatever it might be, colleague, let them know that this is an option, and if they want to go, give them that link on the first area there to go to and as well. I don't know, Jeremy, if
you can
put anything
to the website?
Put up on our website, yeah. And then also maybe even, I don't know if we can put up, it's kind of wordy, but maybe we can get something up on the
electronic
board.
Yeah, I can try and piece something together. Yeah.
And then just like I say, spread around. There'll be a probably something on Facebook or social media too at some point in time. And if I get it, I'll share it out and we can share it from that point as well. Last piece I have is the ballpark is fitted with Wi-Fi. It's only going to be active during the state tournament. So not only will the board and the club be able to have Wi-Fi, but there'll also be a guest Wi-Fi access point. So if people want to go ahead and come to the game and still want to be on their things and don't want to use their own data, they can use the Wi-Fi there as well. It's brought to us by broadband. So they're going to be basically footing the bill for that. That we, the baseball club, or the committee, the group that's putting on the baseball tournament, it did cost $650 to put the equipment in, but it's already taken care of, so it's not something that the city or anything has to have with. But just going forward, if we ever want to do any Wi-Fi down there for whatever reason, the hardware is in, and we just have to figure out how we want to work with broadband in that after hopefully next year when Jaguar comes through town, they get a better person cutting lines in the ground and we don't have some of the issues or the issue that we had earlier. Everybody, I'm assuming, heard of the gas leak. So the Wi-Fi is in, so it'll be current when it's when the game is going out. When the games are going out Friday to Monday morning. Other than that, I don't have anything else. Anybody else have anything? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 7:45.